Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And we're so excited and delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our Bible class, our Bible study, the study of God's Word tonight. We just thank and praise Him, who is my life. I thank and praise Him, who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank God on this evening for each one of you tonight for being here. I'm so thankful to God for giving me strength on tonight. I give Him glory and I give Him praise on tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion so we can get right on into our word on tonight. We give God glory tonight. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer on tonight. Amen. We're going to be coming from Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a blowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inward. My soul waited thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. I have just read you from Psalm 62, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song, and then we'll have our prayer.
If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must pray. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. My prophetic dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a pilot, no matter who or what we are, we must pray. Oh, people of the Lord, praise the ring. With our gifts, we adore thee.
Merciful, wonderful God,
I use everything.
Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise. I'm to the Lord. Oh, yeah. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter who or what we are, we will praise.
Forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now, God, just asking you right now to bind the strong man tonight from our lives, Lord. We ask you to bind up the strong man tonight from this radio broadcast. Lord, bind up the strong man, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind him up. I cast him out, and I command him to go right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have no power, no authority, no power in the mighty name of Jesus. And I bind you up, and I evict you. I kick you out right now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, God, and asking you right now, God, to open up our understanding, open up our minds, God, and open up our hearts on tonight. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask tonight, God, to give us what we need, Lord, and through this word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you tonight, and we thank you, and we praise you right now. We magnify you right now, God, and in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you tonight to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us all tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we depending on you, God. We trusting in you, Father. We depend on you, God, for everything, God, every understanding. Lord, we don't know anything without you. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. And we dependent on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every demon on assignment, you better go now. In Jesus' name, flee now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be careful, God, to give you all the praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen and amen. And praise the Lord on this evening, everybody. I'm going to get ready to read this word. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned into a certain Adullamite, whose name was Hara. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite, whose name was Shua, and he took her and went into her. And she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Er. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she called his name Onan. And she yet again conceived and bare a son, and called his name Shelah. And he was at Chezeb when she bare him. And Judah took a wife from Er, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Er, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord slew him. And Judah said unto Onan, go in unto thy brother's wife and marry her and raise up seed to thy brother. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And it came to pass when he went in unto his brother's wife that he spilled it on the ground, that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord. Wherefore he slew him also. Then said Judah to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, remain a widow at thy father's house, till Shelah, my son, be grown. For he said, least peradventure he die also as his brethren did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And in the process of time, the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted and went up into his sheep shears to Timnath. And he and his friend Harah the Dulamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, behold, thy father-in-law goeth up to Timnath to shear his sheep. And she put her widow's garments off from her and over her with a veil, and wrapped herself and sat in an open place, which is by the way to Timnath. And she said that she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given unto him to wife. And when Judah saw her, he thought her to be a harlot, because she had covered her face. And he turned unto her by the way and said, go to, I pray thee, let me come in unto thee. For he knoweth not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, what wilt thou give me, that thou mayest come in unto me? And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? And he said, what pledge shall I give thee? And she said, thy sickness, and thy bracelet, and thy staff that is in thy hand. And he gave it her and came in unto her, and she conceived by him. And she arose and went away and laid by her veil from her and put on the garments of her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend, the Adullamite, to receive his pledge from the woman's hand, but he found her not. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, "Where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside?" And they said, "There was no harlot in this place." And he returned to Judah and said, "I cannot find her." And also the men of that place, said that there was no harlot in this place. And Judah said, "Let her take it to her, lest we be shamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou hast not found her." And it came to pass about 3 months after that, it was told Judah, saying, "Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, hath played the harlot. And also, behold, she is with a child by whoredom." And Judah said, "Bring her forth and let her be burned." When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, "By the man whose these are, am I with a child?" And she said, "Discern, I pray thee, whose are these, the signet and the bracelet and the staff?" And Judah acknowledged them and said, "She hath been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah, my son, and he knew her again no more." And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife, and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, "This came out first." And it came to pass as he drew back his hand that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, "How hast thou broken forth this breach be upon thee?" Therefore his name was called Phares. And afterwards came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zerah. Chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of his hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessings of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not he had saved the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master rotted not what is with me in the house, and he have committed all that he have to me, to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither has he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house they're within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hands and fled and got him out. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hands and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house, spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, he had left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me and mocked me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the word of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Amen. Let's get these questions. We're on chapter 38. Okay. What happened to Judah's son, Er and Onan? What happened to them?
God killed them. He slew them.
Yeah, he did. I wonder why he killed them.
Well, he killed Er because God saw that he was wicked.
Right. That's right.
And he was wicked in the sight of the Lord. And Onan, I was reading up on Onan. He killed Onan because he was spilling stuff on the ground.
He displeased
you
him.
See,
yeah.
Yeah. You see, Jesus was coming down through that bloodline.
Yeah.
And see, and so we was trying to get that lineage going on. And so God turned around and killed him because he was displeased. He had displeased the Lord.
Who did Judah promise to Tamar as a husband?
Shelah.
Yeah. Why did Tamar play the harlot with Judah? See, he had not given, he was waiting on his son, Shelah, to grow up, but he had not given his son, Shelah, as a husband to Tamar yet. And she needed a child to carry on the name. So she went on, she knew she could get it from Judah, so she played that widow, that harlot, because she was a widow. She was, the widow of his son that died.
that God that would keep slain. So she went to still keep his name, his name going, the lineage going on. So Tamar went on and faced the harlot with Judah to keep it in the, to keep it in the generation. So that's what happened there. How many children did Tamar have?
She had two.
Yeah.
Those were them twins.
Did Judah ever lie with Tamar as his wife again?
No.
Because he didn't lay with her as his wife in the first place. He laid with her as a harlot. He thought she was a harlot. So that's why he laid with her in the first place. He was just trying to have some pleasure, some like that. But he didn't lie with her no more after that. Now, he didn't lie with her no more after that. Where was Joseph taken as a slave?
Apostle. Before we go to the next chapter, I just wanted to say a little bit about Judah.
Okay.
Here, and just piggybacking off of Judah and Joseph, I know we're going right into Joseph and we're leaving Judah. And just thinking about Judah and Joseph, Judah was Joseph's brother. And in the chapter before this, Judah, he was the one that suggested that they save Joseph. You know, he stopped his brothers from killing Joseph. And you know, it was a bad situation. But Judah, he stepped in and said, hey, you know, we can't kill him. This is our own flesh. And we can't kill our brother. And, you know, when we talk about Judah, Judah's name means praise. And sometimes, you know, we are in bad situations and tough situations and hard situations come upon us. And I just come to encourage someone on tonight, I dare you to put a praise on it.
Yes, right.
You see, Judah means praise. And praise stopped them from killing Joseph.
Yeah.
And you just got to learn how to put a praise, when we're going through something. When situations come upon us, we just got to stop and learn how to praise God.
That's right.
Let praise speak for us. Allow praise to bring us through things. Because Judah spoke up for Joseph, and he actually saved his life. Praise actually saved Joseph's life. And I just wanted to say that between these two chapters here, because of Judah. And now we're going to Joseph. Amen.
Yep, that's right. We got to pray sometimes. We have to praise our way through things. That's right. Yeah, that is right. Okay. Where was Joseph taken as a slave? Joseph was taken to Egypt as a slave. Now, I just read this whole chapter, y'all, and I know y'all can look on these chapters and see
some of these answers. So I want everybody to start answering questions because I just read this stuff. Even though we may not have studied, but I just read over everything, so we can be answering some of these questions. Who was his master?
Who is whose master? Apostle, I'm sorry.
Y'all got these questions. Y'all got these questions. Who was Joseph's master in this chapter 39?
Potiphar.
Absolutely, Potiphar. What did Joseph soon become in his master's house?
He became the overseer over everything Potiphar owned.
Absolutely.
Overseer.
Absolutely. What did Joseph's master's wife wanted from him?
She wanted him to lie with her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What was Joseph's response to her?
He refused.
Yeah, he told her no. He couldn't do it. So, what accusation did the master's wife bring against Joseph?
She tried to say that he basically tried to rape her, and because he wouldn't lay with her, and she got mad.
That's right. Man, that's right. What position did Joseph have while in prison? Wait a minute. Where did Joseph end up because of the accusation? I already answered it. So Potiphar put him in prison. So what position did Joseph have while he was in prison?
He was keeper of the prison.
That's right. That's right. And because, and I don't know if anybody else know that Joseph found grace with God, and God was with Joseph because every time, because of those dreams that Joseph was having, God was letting him know what was going to happen even in the end. But Joseph, he was what God was putting him in a place. God was setting him up to go into Egypt, for Israel to go into Egypt. But he was setting him up so he can help his family as well. He was setting him up because so many times we go through when God want to use us for something. We have to go through, the lowest thing. You know, down, you know, God, we be way down in spirit, way down in whatever it is, and we be broken sometimes. And God will use us like that because after his brothers, his own flesh threw him in
a hole, a pit, and then sold him off to the Ishmaelites. They really hurt that boy, really, really hurt him so low, and sold him to another race that he didn't even know their customs or nothing. And then they sold him to Potiphar. They sold him to the Egyptian. So, you know, but God, he probably didn't see what God was doing right then. And that's what we have to realize. Sometimes when we're going through things, we don't see the end from the beginning. But God already knows the end. He already know our destiny is already set. God already knows what's going to happen in the end, from the beginning, from the time that he put us where we are, where he's trying to take us. So we have to really be prayerful of that. We got to stay humble. God wants us to stay humble, because that's a lot of what he wanted Joseph to stay humble, because he was studying, saying, y'all going to serve me, y'all going to do this. Even my dad, my father going to be my servant. He's going to do this. And God wanted him to stay humble. God wanted him to be grateful for what God was going to do with his life. A lot of times, God have put us in a place, and he shows us. We dream. He shows us in dreams and visions what's going to come next. And the prophetic will come out, and the discernment will come out, and the preaching will come out. And then we'll get the big head. Oh, you know, think we better than everybody else. And we not, because God give us them gifts. We not. We're not. We just, like he told me years ago, I can use anybody I want to use to get this word out. I can tell it to anybody. So you be grateful that I'm using you to lay hands. I'm using you in the prophetic. Just be grateful. Don't take nothing that God do for us for granted. We got to stay humble. We can't, just because we get the big head and we start saying, put that dollar sign, Deborah Deans, all this kind of stuff. Honey, when I tell you, and I'm not saying God ain't going to bless us, but let me tell you something. When God give you an assignment, and when he give you a job to do, you do that job, God's going to bless your socks off. You don't even need their blessing. You don't even need no dollar sign behind your name. Because what God going to give you, honey, man can't give you. He can't give you. All you got to do is stay humble, and you're going to see it in the chapters to come, how God blessed Joseph. Because in every situation Joseph was in, he was in some bad situation, God was with him. And as long as you stay humble, as long as we stay humble, God's going to be with us. We just got to do it. When he tell us to do something, we got to try to do it. I mean, try all that you can. Do the best that you can. And put in order with the things that he tell you to do. You can't keep just doing what you want to do. God wants you to do what he say do. Trust in the Lord. Depend on him. He want us to depend on him. Lord, can we do this? Lord, show me how to do this. Even though you probably think you know how to do it, but you go to God and say, should I do this? I don't know nothing. I don't. But God know everything. Because I'm trusting in him to get me through whatever I do, whatever it is for me to do. All the miracles he has performed on my life, all of them, everything that he's allowed to happen to me and use me so people can see that he performed miracles after miracles after miracles all the time. Use me. I'm grateful. I don't take it for granted, because I know God is with me.
and whatever it is that he needs me to do, however he want to use me, I'm here, God. Here I am, God. Oh, it don't feel good. It don't be pleasant all the time. He take us out of our comfort zone. Joseph is out of his comfort zone. His father always cared for him and caressed him and babied him and protected him. He way out of his comfort zone. But daddy can't do what God can't. He can't protect me like God can't. Nobody can do what God can't. So we gotta know that we have to depend on God for everything. Anybody else have something with this? Yeah, so, you know, we have to look at it for what it is. We have to definitely look at it for what it is, you know, because we have to look back over our own lives and see what God has put us through. We've been through something in our lives. I know I have, and I can testify hour after hour, and I wouldn't have been told you what all I've been through. I wouldn't have been, and God did it. God blessed. God fed me. God kept a roof over my head. God led me to go this way. God directed me to go that way. God brought me out of the hospital. God spared my life when I had a massive heart attack. And every time I hear about somebody having a massive heart attack, I know that God is with me. God is with me. Got shot. Could have been my head, but it was my foot. God was with me. Got in an accident, rollover. Only one crawled out the car. God was with me. So many testimonies where God brought me out where I didn't know where I was going, didn't know what I was going to eat, who I was with, where I was. But God was with me. God was leading and guiding. He was protecting. I don't care where I was, in Arizona, in Mexico, in Mississippi, Tennessee, Louisiana. God was with me everywhere I went. Kentucky. Sending people to me saying, God, I know you're here. He say you in the right place. God was with me, and he's still with me. He's still with me. I trust God. I depend on God. If he don't do nothing else for me, he's done enough. But I know he'll heal. And I know he's going to bring me up and out of this thing. I know that he's giving me strength every chance I get on here and be the Lord. Strengthening me. Because I depend on him to do it. I don't have anybody else. And that was the way Joseph was. He didn't have no choice. You don't have an option. You have to depend on God when you get in certain situations. You have to. He didn't got thrown into prison like so many others. Had to just depend on God. Never been in the prison before, but he had to depend on God. He didn't know how they worked, but God gave him a position in the prison over all of the prisoners. They put it all in his hands because he had favor with the Lord. And when you have favor with God, he'll make even your enemy your footstool. He'll make your enemies bless you, take care of you, do whatever. Because he done did it for me before. And I thank God today. It just blesses me when things like this happen, and you can read it in the word, because ain't nothing new under the sun. So all this stuff that we've been going through ain't new. Somebody else already been through the roadmap for us to go by. And we can go in the word of God and find anything that we've been through in this word, or we going through in this word of God. And I just thank God on tonight. I thank God on tonight. I wasn't feeling up to par, and I thank God for a Prophetess Sally and a Prophetess Morton and the rest of y'all that's, you know, helping me and speaking up, because, you know, I wasn't feeling this, but God give me strength. All I have to do is try. And he'll give me the fortitude. He'll give me strength, the tenacity to go on with it. And I thank God for it on tonight. I thank God, because I have not been feeling the best. Have not. But I thank God that it is what it is. And it's all in God. I give God glory on tonight. And we still got about 10 minutes. So if anybody got anything to say or on this thing, I mean, I could talk some more, but I'm trying to give other people a chance to do it, not just, you know, be on the line. I know some situations, but I just thank God on tonight. Even when the lady, Potiphar's wife, tried to frame him, sometimes we be accused of wrong things. Sometimes we're accused. We didn't do nothing wrong, but it be the enemy thinking he doing something, but God, it was just time for a change. Because now he out of Potiphar's house, and God just letting him know, I'm with you. With anything that they try to do to you, I'm with you. So they sold you to this Egyptian. So you're gonna be the top dog right there in the house. She tried to lie on you and you had to go to prison. You're gonna be top dog right there. You're gonna be over everything. Now he gonna go even higher in the next two chapters on Thursday. He gonna go even higher. And it's just a blessing. Blessing, because what you've been through, you're not going to look like it, because he's been through some things. And he don't look like what he's been through. He don't look like that. He went from a boy to a man, from the outhouse to the palace. Watch what I tell you. And he's going to bless, he's going to have to, God going to use him to bless his family. And they are going to have to serve him. They are going to be under him. Just like God showed him in the dream. So we have to remember, God got us in his hand. And whatever it is, God tell us to do, do it. No, you do what God tells you to do. You may not see the end from the beginning, but if God tells you to do it, do it. And watch him bless. Watch him bless you. Because he God, and God all by itself. I just thank God, and then Potiphar's wife and him weren't getting along no way. He was never there. He was always, up at the Pharaoh. You know, he was the captain or the first officer or the captain over all that stuff. So he wasn't hardly at home. And that probably wasn't her first time even doing it. But Joseph was a nice looking young man. He wasn't but 17. And so she's looking at his youth and his appearance and lied on him for nothing. The devil used them. That's what it was. But honey, God, the devil ain't got no power over what God is doing. That's what we have to keep in mind. The devil don't have no power. The devil is a liar. Everything that he try to do is already defeated. God already won the battle long time ago. We just have to realize that God already won the battle. The victory is already won. The battle fought and the victory won. He said the battle don't belong to us. It belongs to God. So everything that you have, give it to God. Every battle that you have, give it to God. And sometimes we don't even have an option. We have to give it to God. Like Joseph, it's too big for him. He don't know what to do with that. He don't know. He's just a kid. He's just a child. What is this? Why am I going through this? What is this for? Why did they do me like this? And Judah was blessed because he was the oldest son, and he did what he was supposed to do. He was blessed. Yes, he was. And I thank God, like Prophet Sally was saying, Judah means praise. And when I tell you, if you give God praise, see, we go to God asking, Lord, bless our family, bless the children, bless this, bless that. God said, no, I want some praise. Praise God. Give God some praise first. Don't go asking for stuff first. Praise God first. Lord, I praise you. I magnify you. Lift God up first and see what he do. We don't give him enough praise. God deserves all of the praise all of the time. If he don't do nothing for us at this point, he deserves the praise all the time. And just like she said, it was praise that brought Joseph out. It was praise. Nothing but praise. And honey, if it can bring Joseph out of prison, if it can bring Joseph from death, from being a slave, it could bring us out. Praise. We have to show enough lay before God and praise. And I thank God on tonight that he would give us a mind to give him the praise all the time. God is a good God. Any comments before we close out? But Thursday, we're going to be ready. I'm going to be ready. I ain't going to be like this. I'm just a little like this because I had to take that vaccine today, and I'm still recovering from the surgery and the vaccine now. So it's all right. God is with me, I tell you. I'm going to read some of this genealogy from Matthew chapter 1, and it reads, Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brethren, and Judah begot Perez and Zerah of Tamar, and Perez begot Esrom, and Esrom begot Aram. Then as we follow through the genealogy, we come to this verse, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary. Let me see what verse that is. That's Matthew chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Let me check this out, y'all. I won't be just reading because I don't trust every commentary. I have to read it for myself.
Let's see. Yes, Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brethren, and Judah begot Perez and Zerah of Tamar, and Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Ammonadab, and Ammonadab got Nashbon, and Nashbon begot Salem, and Salem begot Boaz of Rachab, and Boaz begot Obed of Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David, and the king, and David the king begot Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah, and Solomon begot Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa, and Asa begot Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begot Jehoram, and Jehoram begot Uzziah, and Uzziah begot Jotham, and Jotham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah, and Hezekiah begot Manasseh, and Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Josiah, and Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jehoiakim begot Shealtiel. Shealtiel begot Jerubbaal, and Jerubbaal begot Abiram, and Abiram begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor, and Azor begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Achim, and Achim begot Elud, and Elud begot Elzar, and Elzar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. And that's how that line came down. It came way down from Abraham. That's the lineage right there that Jesus came. So that was a blessing. Mm-hmm. That's why they had to keep that thing in order. That's why they had to keep it in order. But we're going to get ready to close out. And I thank everybody from being on our radio broadcast on tonight. I give God praise and glory for all of you that was able to come on tonight. We're going to get ready to close out, and we'll be right back here on Thursday at the same time. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify your name on tonight. We glorify your name tonight, God. We lift you up on tonight. We just thank you for your word, for the study of your word, God. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you on tonight to cover them in the blood of Jesus. I ask you to encamp your angels all around about them to protect them tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, just bless them and keep them. Let your face shine upon them and be gracious unto them. In Jesus' name, I pray and I ask it all. Amen and amen. God bless you all. You all have a good night, and we'll be right back and see you on Thursday. God bless. Have a good night.
Good night.
Amen. Good night. Good night.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.